You're listening to VPR News. I'm Alex Keefe. Debate continues to swirl around how well wind project developers monitor the noise produced by their turbines. VPR's Charlotte Albright reports on one pending investigation into possible violations.
The 16 turbines erected on a Sheffield ridgeline by Vermont Wind started spinning in October of 2011. By December, Paul Bruha, who lives a mile from the project, was convinced that the turbines were louder than the developer claimed. Vermont Wind insisted noise levels met state standards, but they never measured decibels indoors with the windows open. Bruha hired his own sound expert to monitor indoor levels over several months.
After we realized that we had violations, we used First Wind's or Vermont Wind's own data, extrapolated it as had their noise expert to our house, and showed that with the windows open, there in fact was a significant amount of time during certain seasons that the project was operating in violation, up to 14% of the time in the spring.
In July 2014, Vermont Public Service sent its own noise expert to test Bruha's claims and found his data to be plausible. DPS attorney Jeff Common says the Public Service Board must now decide the next step to take in addressing Bruha's complaint.
Our analysis does show at least the possibility of violations, and we believe there needs to be further investigation into that.
Vermont Wind, which is now owned by Sun Edison, emailed this statement about the Bruha dispute. Quote, "The sound protocols for wind projects in Vermont were established by the DPS after an extensive public process with significant public input. The Sheffield project has been in compliance with those standards as established by the DPS. We will continue to cooperate with the DPS as they determine next steps in this matter." Unquote. Former Lieutenant Governor Brian Duby believes Bruha's case demonstrates the need for better and closer monitoring of wind projects and speedier accountability when violations are found.
When there's a certificate of public good issued to a standard, well, that project should be held to a standard. And, that's going to take some resources, and these projects, generate enough revenue, so they should be assessed a fee, and there should be continuous monitoring with third-party enforcement.
Duby also believes that Vermont sound standards for wind projects are too lenient, noting that Maine has stricter noise regulations for wind towers. Vermont standards are also being reviewed by the PSB. For VPR News, I'm Charlotte Albright.